So, people may be made to follow a course of action, but they may not be made to understand it. This is a thought for today from Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. People may be made to follow a course of action, but they may not be made to understand it. Famous philosopher Confucius said this many, many, many centuries ago. He told this to the people in China as he was guiding them in courses of action for proper ways of living. And it's like a horse may be led to water, but you can't make him drink. If the horse doesn't think that he needs the water, then he's not going to drink. And this is true throughout all. If a horse doesn't think he needs water, he's not going to drink. If you give a person information, and if you have them follow a certain course of action, but they don't understand it, they're not going to understand it. Now, it's not necessary to understand everything, especially when you're teaching and when you're working with children. You tell a child 2 times 2 is 4, and he said, why? That's the perpetual word. You tell an adult 2 times 2 is 4, and they'll say, yes, teacher, you know what you're talking about. Okay, I'll take it, you know. But a child doesn't have disrespect for the teacher, but the child has respect for why. Why does this thing work that way? Why does this function that way? And because of their curiosity, because of their innate wonder, they learn a great deal, and they become greatly aware of many things. And as they become greatly aware of many things, they tune in and listen within themselves, because they have a lot of uninterested teachers who don't really want to tell them the why of it, because it could be so time-consuming. And then they might not understand the why of it. As we tell this little story about the boy who goes to his mother and says, Mother, how is it born, you know? And she goes through the whole ritual of birth and stuff like that, and finally gets to St. James Hospital. And he says, oh, goody, that's where Johnny was born, St. James Hospital. I was too, so I'm going to tell him, you know. And when he got to the information he wanted, then he was satisfied. All the other stuff is in the back of his mind. He's not the slightest bit interested in it. But when the day comes that it is to be meaningful to him, it will come out. It will pop out. We remember things far better than we think we do. We remember things in our childhood, things in our world that we did right and that we did wrong, and that we chastise ourselves for, or that we credited ourselves for. Both ways are good. So when you listen to a person like Confucius who says people may be made to follow a course of action, you think of in Nazi Germany, when the common person, when the human beings, that's not the right word either, when the people who were working for the government were made to operate the death camp, they were made to follow a course of action. But they didn't necessarily understand it. But they felt that it was a state's requirement, and so they did it. And the only saving grace to them was that they did what the state told them to do, and therefore they felt no right or wrong. Now you say, how can people kill other people and feel no right or wrong? Well, let's just go to war. In war, men are told that the enemy has to be stopped at all costs. Shoot them. Take them prisoners. Better shoot them. And then you don't have to take prisoners. You don't have to worry about feeding them and housing them and all that kind of stuff. But shoot them. Now, what a terrible thing to do. Now, these may be the very same people that you ran with in the Olympics, not more than a few years before, or a few years after also. These may be the same people that you get to know as friends and neighbors, and perhaps they're your own ethnic background. The people you're at war with, In Bosnia, you know, and in those countries there, I mean, the borderline changes all the time. And so sometimes they're living here and sometimes they're living there. And so you're fighting against yourself. You're fighting against your children, your husband, your wife, your family. And what a terrible thing to have to come to grips with. But when the government says God, the country, and motherhood, or is it motherhood, country, and God, or something? But country is right up there with God. And I mean, that's pretty serious stuff. And with motherhood, you know. So when you realize the nationalism of the world, it's quite something. As we say here, Confucius says, people may be made to follow a certain course of action, but they may not be made to understand it. And then, like our story about the mafia man who was told to go and shoot people by his boss, and he thought nothing about it until his girlfriend says, "That's not nice." And then all of a sudden, he had a whole different attitude about it. Now, you think, just that little thing, that different attitude? That's right. Just that little thing makes a whole different attitude. And he couldn't do it anymore. He couldn't do it anymore. Would that everybody had girlfriends like that, huh? There'd be no wars. How wonderful. Like they say, if they held a war and nobody came, wouldn't that be great? Nobody to participate in it. Well, we don't have to understand these things. And we don't understand these things. Now, little babies eat things that they need in their system. And we think, why are they eating that dirt? Why are they eating that dumb stuff, you know? Well, they know in their diet, they know in their system they need certain things. And so they find it out. Their body just goes to it. Now, you are now a creature of intelligence, so to speak. And so when your doctor says, don't eat any fats, immediately you want to cut out all fats. All fats. Well, of course, you can't do it because there's fat in everything. But and then all carbohydrates and all, what are the other things? Your cholesterol items, things like that. And your blood pressure is high, so you want to do everything to lower your blood pressure and do this and do that. Well, when I walk the path in the morning, my blood pressure is way up. You know, as I'm walking the path and trudging around, I come back, I'm way up there. And when I get up from a nap, I'm way up there in my blood pressure. But in my normal day activity, I'm just a normal blood pressure. Now, why is it that I'm way up there after a walk? Well, I've been exercising. I've been making my body work. Why is it I'm way up there after a nap? Because who knows what all I've been doing during my nap? When you are asleep, you're doing all sorts of things. If you were aware of what was going on in your mind that you were really doing in your mind, and you were doing it just as much as if you were moving your legs, like the dogs sometimes move their legs while they're sleeping, you're doing it just as much as if you were moving your legs while you're sleeping, because you are just as active mentally. They say that a scientist burns as much energy as an athlete, because the mind uses all of the bodily activities. And that's why, generally speaking, I don't know whether it's a truism throughout, but generally speaking, scientists are usually pretty thin people. And that's interesting. Okay. People may be made to follow a course of action, but they may not be made to understand it. We cannot force people to understand things. It's like you're saying to somebody, but that's wrong. You shouldn't do that. That's wrong. And then you say, well, I don't believe it's wrong. And then another time, somebody comes along and takes a knife and sticks it in your hand. What did you do that for? That hurts. Stop that. You know, then you hold your hand together. That's wrong. What do you mean that's wrong? I just stuck a knife in your hand, that's all. What's so wrong about that? Well, I don't like it. Well, that doesn't bother me. See, where are our values from? Where do they come from? What's right for one and wrong for another? You know? Mm-hmm. Now, what is torture? Is torture ever right? Sometimes it's very beneficial. They don't like it. Nobody likes it. But you torture the enemy to tell him where the enemy is. And, well, you can shoot the enemy, but you're not allowed to torture him. Why aren't you allowed to torture a person? Now, you see, that's a hair's breadth difference between one thing and another. Why are you supposed to humanely not torture a person? Because it is torture. Whereas to shoot somebody, that's just shoot them, you know, like in the army or in the military. But to torture them, that's unthinkable. What did we think about the Japanese who tortured American prisoners trying to find out things? We thought they were terrible. Well, what did we think about the Americans torturing other people trying to find out things? You know, they did too. And what about the brainwashing thing? You know, the Russians were supposed to be so good at. I mean, there's all sorts of things going on in the world that we can't be made to understand. But we know what is right and we know what is wrong. The reason the world is allowed to go along as well as it does is because there are some basic principles that govern the world. And that is, the first principle is to be yourself. You listen within yourself. And then the second one is to have fun. You say, well, those are principles? My God, if we followed those principles, what a world we would have. What a world we would have. Yes, yes, what a world we'd have. Really, think about it. If we followed those principles, we would only do those things that were charming and delightful and fun-filled. And we would only do those things that was what?
Beneficial.
No. Be yourself. You would only do those things that are natural to your own self. Now, is it natural to yourself to torture anything? Mm-hmm. Is it natural to yourself to kill anything? Mm-hmm. Is it natural to yourself to take something from somebody else? Mm-hmm. Is it natural for yourself? You go get the whole shebang of things that are unnatural. Is it natural for you to do something that's not natural? Mm-hmm. You know? Now, who is to say what's natural? You are, in your heart. Because what's natural for you, maybe not natural for someone else. Someone else eats raw meat. And you have learned in school that to eat raw meat, you open yourself up for all sorts of diseases that the animal may have. But when you have cooked meat, you've already cooked the diseases, so therefore the diseases are not going to bother you. But you see, a lot of people like raw meat. A lot of people who were European came to the United States and they loved raw hamburger. They would eat raw hamburger on their hamburgers. They didn't want it cooked. And we think to them, what silly people, you know. Now, just look at this. You go into a restaurant, and what do you say? Rare, medium, or well done? Mm-hmm. And rare meat is still red, bloody. Medium meat is cooked inside and outside. And well done is cooked well on the outside as well as the inside. It's like a piece of burnt rubber, you know. Mm-hmm. But this, can you see what I'm saying? Now, it's tradition. And well, but how do you like your meat? And but it all goes back to the point that what is what makes me happy? Be yourself. What makes you happy? What is it that delights you? So, we live in a pretty wonderful world. We really do. When you consider all of the evidences of man's inhumanity to man, it is infinitesimal compared to the total human race. If the total human race were so depraved as to be inhumane to itself and to its fellow man, this world would be a totally different world. We'd have totally different morals, totally different ethics. But there is a basic ethic in the United States and the world. There is a basic ethic in the minds of man, wherever they may be, whether they're primitive island people who have not been spoiled by the culture of a civilization, or whether they're New Yorkers, you know, or from wherever they are. It doesn't matter. You see, when you be yourself, you're always humane. You're always loving, you're always Yeah, because that's your nature. And having fun is what life is all about. If your life is not fun, pull the plug. Because you're wasting breath that other people can use. No, but seriously. If you're not having fun in life, you're doing something wrong. You're not walking the right path for yourself or anybody else. And when little children are not happy, what's the matter, sweetheart, that you're not happy? What's the matter, baby, you know? What's the matter, puppy? Oh, the puppy's growling. There's something wrong, you know? See? Whenever there's not happiness, then something's amiss. And this is how life is oftentimes. We allow ourselves to think that unhappiness is right, and unhappiness is not right. And you don't need unhappiness to know happiness. You don't need health to know sickness to know health. You know, you don't need poverty to know wealth. Because the people with wealth don't even think about poverty, you know. And the people with poverty, they don't even think about wealth. They don't even think about wealth, you know that? They don't even think about wealth. They're thinking about poverty all the time. You're always thinking about that which you are creating for yourself. So start thinking about wealth, hey boy, and you will enjoy that. Start thinking about health, and you'll enjoy that. Start thinking about happy times and wonderful things. Confucius' statement here, people may be made to follow a course of action, but they may not be made to understand it. Do we always understand the things that we're told to do? Now, one of the things here in the monastery, I give you a lot of stupid things to do to see if you can just follow them without judgment by being self-disciplined. And if you can, man, you got it made. Then you're the master. But if you are not a good workman who knows how to follow orders and follow rules, you will not make a good boss. Because a good boss knows that a good workman follows rules, and he expects him to. And if you let your workmen get away without following the rules, if you let them lie, if you let them do any of these nonsensical things, never make them the boss. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Because if they can get away with it, they're going to think that's what everybody's doing to them. And if a boss thinks that everybody's cheating him, he better get out of the business. If a boss thinks that everybody's trying to take advantage of him, everything's doggy-dog, and that everybody's stealing their paper clips, yeah, then get out of the business. Because, you know, big businesses could be paperclipped to death. Mm-hmm. And you buy these pens and stuff like that to give out to customers, and go to every employee's desk, and what do you find? The pens are supposed to be given out to the customers. Mm-hmm. Now, why don't they just buy pens for the company and use them there without the name, and the pens that are supposed to be given out, you know where you're working. You know the address and the telephone number of where you're working. You don't need those pens. But you have those pens because you think that, that's so nice. That's where I work, you know, and stuff like that. And that's really, you don't understand. And you don't want to understand. And because you don't understand and don't want to understand, then you are an enigma and you are an anomaly. You are contrary to your highest good and the highest good of the community in which you live. But when you follow the program of the community in which you live, you'll get everything. You know what they did in Zurich? The kids were taking so many drugs and doing so many things, they felt they should make this legal. And so they had a park there. And they made that park the drug park. And they had nurses going through the park to make sure that people had clean needles and did things right. And Switzerland did not become a drug nation because they had allowed it. But the people no longer took drugs because the fad was over. Mm-hmm. There are still a few who are hooked on it, but most of them who were just dilettantes in it, the fad is over. And if Zurich had said, you're terrible, then they'll do it in the ghettos and the grottos and they'll use bad needles, and they'll compound the AIDS epidemics and all these other things. And that's what's happening in Africa and many other countries where they don't have the services of the Zurich Health Bureau. But again, people may be made to follow a course of action, and I've given you lots of illustrations on that, but they may not be made to understand it, and I've given you illustrations on that too. Think about that. We learn self-discipline so that we can be ourselves and have fun. Because you see, the only reason, and the major reason, and the total reason, and I can say that in every way, that you learn self-discipline is so that you will be true to yourself. If somebody comes and says, "Here, let's have a scotch," and you say, "No, thank you," or you could say, "Yeah, that's interesting," and you leave it sitting in front of you and never touch it. But if you don't have self-discipline, you'll drink it because you want to look good in their sight. If you don't have self-discipline, you'll say yes when you should be saying no. Or you won't know how to say yes so that it's a no. And if you don't have self-discipline, which is what you really have to train inside yourself, your life is a virtual hell. It's a virtual hell. These women who are martyrs and men, there's a lot of both, and they make their children, "Why don't you come visit me more often? Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? And I'm in bed, and I'm sick, and I'm this." Well, they do it to themselves. And fortunately, they're few and far between. There are not many people like that. But the people who are like that, what happens to them? They live miserable lives. And they make life miserable for everybody else. And the people who have them in their life created them there, and so forth. It's just like Rochelle, she says, "I don't want any beer, you know, I don't want any liquor." And fine. But she said it with such a pride of not having it that it almost made it sound like it's dirty for people who do it. And you don't want everyone to do that. You want to say, "No, thank you." Or, "Have you got a cold glass of water? That would really please me." Did you ever think of that? Person offers you a scotch and you say, "Do you have a cold glass of water? That really please me." "Yeah, we got the scotch with ice in it." "No, it's not the same. I like that water, just plain old water. I'm a water person, you know, from way back. I just like plain old water." And that's all you have to say. Yes. People may be made to follow a course of action, but they may not be made to understand it. And that's where self-discipline comes in, so that you can be yourself and have fun. You have a wonderful day now, and know that I'm blessing you and loving you and thinking all good thoughts about you and recognizing that you are the master of yourself. I love you.